This is Dori Smith with a special Talk Nation Radio broadcast, talknation.org, for news and discussion on the war in Iraq, politics, human rights, and more. Members of Gold Star Families and Military Families Speak Out are in Crawford, Texas, to support Cindy Sheehan in her efforts to speak with the president. Sheehan has become an outspoken critic of the war. She says she regrets not speaking out against it soon enough to change the mind of her son, Casey, who was killed in Iraq last year. Sheehan and a growing crowd of supporters and members of the press are less than 4 miles away from Bush's Crawford Ranch. At a press conference in the hot Texas sun, President Bush was flanked by Vice President Dick Cheney, looking warm in a khaki suit, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld was also said to be there. The president said, "My position is clear, and therefore the position of this government is clear." Yet Cindy Sheehan has been gaining support in America. If the White House and President Bush are worried about her presence down the road, they are right to be worried. Cindy Sheehan was the most blogged name or topic on the internet August 11, 2005, according to the AP. Some 40 members of Congress have supported Sheehan. They urge the president to meet with her. And average Americans are taking notice, too. AP reported that a trucker listening to a report about Sheehan on the radio while in Georgia changed his route and headed to Texas to support her.
Stop loss is the draft. People call it the backdoor draft. No, it is the draft. Once these kids are over there, they can't get out. They can't get home.
Lita Ruger with Military Families Speak Out joins us to talk about why she's in Crawford to support Cindy Sheehan and why she's worried about her relatives who are now facing stop loss and the military's demand that they return to Iraq.
Okay, my name is Leanna Ruger. I'm a member family of Military Families Speak Out, which is an organization that has 2,200 military family members. We're here in Crawford, Texas to give a show of support to Cindy Sheehan in her vigil, where she's asking the president to meet with her so she can ask why our loved ones are at war, why her son died, her son Casey Sheehan. So we're here on the side of a road in a ditch in Crawford, Texas, in support of Cindy.
The president was asked about Cindy Sheehan being down the road, and it was in the middle of his discussion about Iraq and Iran and U.S. policy. Are you aware of the president's press conference?
No, I'm not, because I'm out of connection with TV, internet, or anything. What did he say?
The president was in a fairly chaotic state today. He was flanked by the vice president, Dick Cheney, and by Condoleezza Rice. He contradicted his own generals. General Casey, a few days ago, did say that we would see a significant troop withdrawal by spring. So here we had the president contradicting him. He then said, in answer to a question about whether or not there would be a troop increase, that this too was speculation, but that it's important to plan and think down the road. And I couldn't help but think of you when he said that, literally down the road.
Down the road. We are down the road with our 1,000 crosses. I hope he gets a chance to see those. Well, he won't be driving by, but the people that are Secret Service and administrative staff, I hope they get to see that report back to him. And he has 1,000 crosses just down the road from him. I am intrigued by what he had to say.
It was a very odd moment with the vice president looking very warm and uncomfortable and the president sort of at a loss for words. And when the question did come, you know, when you're talking about families that have lost loved ones, are you talking about Cindy Sheehan? And he said that he sympathizes with all of the grieving families and wants to honor their lost loved ones. And then he did say directly, "I sympathize with Ms. Sheehan. She feels strongly about her position, and she has every right in the world to say what she believes. This is America." Now, he said he thought long and hard about her position, and he's heard that position from others. Get out of Iraq now. He did say, "I disagree with her."
For me, it's very positive that he's even addressed it. That's very encouraging. That means that Cindy Sheehan is known to him, how that happened, whether somebody has told him or whether he learned it at this press conference. I'd really be hard-pressed to believe his staff wouldn't have let him know. We've been here 3 days. Well, longer than that. She started this on Saturday, so she's been down the road Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days. And I would be, you know, hard pressed to believe that somebody hasn't clued him in that she's just down the road from his ranch when he's here on vacation. Of course, the troops are still fighting and dying, but he's on vacation. So if he's just learning about it at a press conference with a press person asking him the question, that's astonishing. But that he responded is almost positive. Cindy's not going to be satisfied with that answer, and our vigil won't end with this. This is a mobilized, organic, spontaneous movement. This is not something that was orchestrated, and the outpouring from the country in general, from all the states, and even globally, even across other nations, is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal.
I understand that Cindy did meet with Bush's national security advisor, Stephen Hadley.
They came out to talk with her, yes.
Just a thought that perhaps he's told the president that there are these very well-spoken people down the road who are demanding some answers about the war.
Well, sending aides out and having them report back and then not making a comment on it is not really an acknowledgement of the mother of a fallen soldier. Ignoring the situation does not respect the situation.
Tell me a little bit more about this whole effort. Did it start out small and then kind of grow? Because I know today Cindy Sheehan is the most heavily entered search topic of the day. The way it seemed to start out, it was in the blogosphere. And then some of the networks started asking, does the blogosphere like Cindy Sheehan? And the next thing we knew, there was this issue of people slamming her because they said she was a, quote, flip-flopper, unquote.
Oh, but you're, of course, giving us the negative side. I don't think that media fully appreciates the positive side of this yet because it's amazing. She sent that out as her own words, as she thought of the idea, sent it out as an email. They were down here and for another reason, and she moved here to Crawford, and it began, and the outpouring began. Media obviously didn't know about it right away because it was so spontaneous. There were no press releases that said, we're going to do this. Well, there was, actually, probably the night before in blogosphere, but this didn't go through the usual kind of channels where there was all kinds of notification. And so it was blogged heavily in the blogosphere. Oh, yes, it was very heavily blogged, and the support that's pouring out is because people have heard it from the Internet, and they're gradually starting to hear it now on the radio and the TV, and they're captured with the idea of it. It's the idea of it. It's Cindy Sheehan's sacrifice to this nation and asking the very simple question, why, transcends. It just reaches across all kinds of lines here. So we see quite a different picture than what's being portrayed about comments about Cindy or opinions about what she's doing. It's time for America to wake up. If they don't realize that America has already woke up, this is big.
When people first said that Drudge was talking about her as a flip-flopper, my first response was, well, that's what she's after. She wants people to flip-flop on this one. She wants people to change their minds. And I just wondered about your story and your own response to this whole issue of people changing their minds about this war.
Well, I have two loved ones, a son-in-law and my nephew. They've already served in Iraq. They're Iraq veterans. And they're both under stop-loss orders for repeat deployments. So they'll be going back to Iraq very shortly with their division, 1st Armored, and 1st Armored is stop-loss. So I've been at this Iraq war for as long as it's been going on because it had no logic to begin with, and that's proven to be true. So what Cindy's doing in terms of getting the attention of the American public that says, you may have had these opinions a year ago, but isn't it time to reexamine your position? And isn't it time to ask the president to reexamine his position and give us truth on it rather than the rhetoric that got us into it in the first place and deal with it realistically?
Now, the president has again been saying that the war is going well. But I've just read reports from the U.S. military who say that we're not making much progress training Iraqis.
President continues to say that they are doing well in Iraq. We, the military families who have deployed loved ones, know a very different truth. And we do know a truth that we learn directly from our troops. it's not going well. They tell us it's not going well. I don't know why the administration keeps trying to convince America it's going well. And the importance of that is it's not fooling anybody anymore. This vigil with Cindy Sheehan is heartfelt by people who are coming from everywhere spontaneously. It's not going to fly anymore. It's just not going to fly. And as far as the Iraqi troops being underprepared, our troops are still underprepared. They're still going with unarmored Humvees. Marines that were killed this month were in an unarmored Humvee. Wasn't that addressed with Rumsfeld quite some time ago? And yet, again, they're still in under-armored Humvees, still having to put the plates on. They don't have enough troops on the ground. They're carrying the war alone. They, in my opinion, have been abandoned by the American public, as has military families been abandoned to carry this disproportionate war for themselves. So I'm thrilled to see this get American attention. It needs discourse. It needs public dialogue.
Just talk about stop loss finally, because the president made a point of talking about the army as a volunteer army.
It's not. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for the opportunity. It stopped being a volunteer army a year ago. With stop loss, repeat deployments, activating the National Guard and the Reserve, the military is confined and constrained to do what the president orders or authorizes. They've done all they can do. No more can be done. The recruiting is seriously down. Stop loss is the draft. People call it the backdoor draft. No, it is the draft. Once these kids are over there, they can't get out. They can't get home. It's pulling out the foundation of families, because they come home. They're home for a few months. They're training that whole time for redeployment to Iraq. They get very little solid time with their families to bond, rebond, come back together, and then they're going to deploy out. They have an 18-month window of uncertainty as to where they're going to be with the stop loss. Once stop loss is issued, it's 18 months count for them, so they don't know where they're going to be, how long the tour is going to be. There's a three-month window before and after. It's not volunteer. It stopped being volunteer a year ago.
How have you been feeling? What have you been going through as you have had to worry about family and worry about other people's family in Iraq? What is this doing to you as a person?
Well, it has certainly mobilized me into a single focus issue for the last 2.5 years. It has alienated certain amounts of our social life, because if folks don't know about Iraq, I'm obviously going to want to tell them what's at stake here. Sometimes folks don't want to hear it, so they don't want to come around too much. And it's very difficult for me to hear who went shopping at, for example, the mall, when I just heard, for example, that, you know, 7 of the Rangers fell or 11 of the Marines fell. So it has created quite a different environment for me, but I'm not concerned about that, because when the war is over and the troops are home, life will resume as normal and America will heal. And America is not yet at a place where it could begin to entertain that. But what Cindy's doing is the beginning of so many different aspects and of all the issues kind of culminating in a convergence. So healing will begin with America reaching out to what Cindy's doing right now. And I think it also reflects that there are some feelings of powerlessness, but we wouldn't have the spontaneous outpouring. It's incredible. It's just incredible.
Now, again, the press, in talking with the president today, did ask him about anti-war advocates camped outside, and it seemed to be a touchy subject and to make them uncomfortable. But what I would add is the discomfort may be in part due to what could be coming next. What else is planned that you know about? And, I mean, where does this Gold Star family effort and Cindy Sheehan and others like you, where do you go from here?
Well, you know, it's like I said, it's very spontaneous, very organic. It's growing of its own accord. We will grow with it. Cindy does not intend to withdraw her vigil. And I'm sure that if the president chooses not to address Cindy directly through the month of August, there'll be some sort of evolution of this momentum. So I would think that administration does need to address not just the fact that Cindy's out there, but military families are standing with her, and that people from across the state and even out of country are coming to stand with her that represents something. It's not your ordinary somebody holding a rally to claim anti-war. In fact, I really resent the anti-war. Military families are not typically anti-war. The questionable war of Iraq is what they want to focus on. So I kind of don't like that anti-war label because it tries to diminish or minimize the serious efforts of military families all across this nation. It's very disrespectful to the troops.
Lietta Ruger, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for asking very provoking questions and the opportunity. I very much appreciate it.
Lietta Ruger with Military Families Speak Out is in Crawford, Texas to support Cindy Sheehan. Hadi Jawad is one of the founders of the Crawford Peace House in Texas. The Peace House is hosting Cindy Sheehan and now helping to organize food and water for a growing crowd. I asked him to talk about the president's statements that he wants to offer comfort to parents of U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq and honor their sons and daughters. Did you see the president's press conference earlier today?
I didn't, actually. I was busy organizing over here, making sure people are fed and watered and rested and that kind of stuff.
I see.
It's a hot, blistering hot day here in Crawford, Texas.
Can you comment just on that kind of thing being said by the president right now?
Well, I think what we should hear right now is that the troops are coming home. If he wants to do honor to our soldiers, the president should be saying that the United States will withdraw all of its support, all of its troops in Iraq. This is more, you know, continuing, staying on the course rhetoric. We have to finish the job, finish the mission rhetoric that we have continued to hear from the administration. While as reality tells us that Iraq has turned into a failed state because of the presence of the United States military and troops in Iraq, and the solution to the current crisis in Iraq, the quagmire that Iraq is becoming, is a swift withdrawal of U.S. troops and bringing all of the Casey Sheehans that are left in Iraq back home to their mothers, to their fathers, to their loved ones, to their families.
The president said his position on Iraq is clear, therefore the position of this government is clear. Yet many members of Congress appear to have signed a letter urging him to meet with Cindy Sheehan in a show of support. Would you say the government's position is clear at this point? What do you make of that kind of statement?
Are you referring to what the Congress is asking?
Well, I saw a long list of members of Congress that had signed a letter urging the president to meet with Cindy Sheehan.
I think it's very nice that Congress is finally getting behind Ms. Sheehan, because Congress so far has rubber stamped the war policies of this administration, and Ms. Sheehan has been doing the job that lawmakers should have been doing all along, which is to ask the hard questions. Nobody in this country, including the media, I'm sorry to say folks like yourself, have done their job so far. And it had to be a grieving mother who has given the sacrifice of her son to finally stand up and say enough is enough and start demanding answers to some very, very difficult questions that the administration has eluded for the past 3 years that we have been down there.
Mr. Jawad, I was witness to, again, a rather chaotic press conference. The vice president stood there in a jacket, and others were there in jackets, and Condoleezza Rice was there, and the whole scene looked fairly uncomfortable. And it did seem that Cindy Sheehan, a mother who has lost her son in Iraq, has put the pressure on. In fact, the president was asked a question directly about Ms. Sheehan, and others camped down the road in tents hoping to talk with him. What do you make of the press that she's been getting? Because this may well be one of the first times he's been asked a question during a press conference while Ms. Sheehan was camped down the road from his vacation home in Texas.
Actually, you know, we are all so relieved that finally the people of the United States, which is in the majority now demanding an end to this war and the return of the troops, have found a voice. Cindy Sheehan is representing what the peace movement in this country, peace-minded people in this country, had been looking for the past 2 or 3 years. I don't feel badly for George Bush right now. These folks are on the defensive, and they deserve what's coming to them. They should be held accountable. They should be asked the tough questions, And it took a mother like Cindy Sheehan to come to the scene, to draw a line and say, enough is enough. You are accountable for what you have done in Iraq. You are accountable for what you have done to our troops. You are responsible for the blood of our soldiers. You owe answers to the American public why you went to this war. What happened to the whole issue of the weapons of mass destruction? Now, you told us that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Why is that irrelevant all of a sudden? Why is the death of 100,000 Iraqis suddenly unavoidable roadkill? These are difficult questions that nobody has asked, and Ms. Cindy Sheehan has finally given voice to the voiceless people of this country who had been struggling, honestly, for the past 2 years. And now we have a person who can articulate these questions to the president and to this administration and hold them accountable for what they have done.
President Bush contradicted his generals about any troop pullouts or increases in Iraq. He did say things were going well there, but seemed to get kind of lost in the middle of a question about Iran. What do you make of his continued optimism about Iraq?
I think that President is delusional when it comes to Iraq. These people are living in a fog. Iraq is a failed state. Iraq has been completely destabilized by the U.S. action in Iraq. The American people are way ahead of the president. 60% of the American people are saying that this war was not worth it. And the president continues to say that this is the right course for U.S. policy to take. So it's horrifying that this man continues to spout this propaganda about how things are going well in Iraq when Iraq is actually all in flames. It's in complete chaos. And yet they want the American people to believe that things are progressing rather than regressing. It's part of this spin that these folks are very, very good at. You know, they spend millions of dollars developing ideas and programs how to fool the American people by using slick language and skills that they have learned from the advertising medium, for example.
I understand Cindy Sheehan met with Bush National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley and a Deputy White House Chief of Staff also. Did she make any plans to see George Bush?
Cindy Sheehan is committed to spend the entire month of August in Crawford, requesting and seeking an audience with the president. She has some questions to ask the president, and as the president of this country, he owes it to this mother of a slain soldier to come to give her the dignity of meeting with her and answering the very, very simple questions that she wants to ask him.
This issue of a troop withdrawal, General Casey was explaining that there was an anticipation that troops would be pulled out in the spring. In the days after that statement was made, others were made about troop increases. So evidently, it's not simple as far as the Pentagon and White House getting their statement together when Ms. Sheehan calls for this pullout of U.S. troops. Have you given thought to what could happen in Iraq after such a pullout?
Well, they keep telling us that there is a potential of a civil war. The problem is that the civil war is raging already. And this is happening in a country which has no history of sectarian violence. The Shias and the Sunnis have been living together peacefully in Iraq, and I say that because I have family in Iraq on both sides, Shia and Sunni, have been living peacefully for the past 1,400 years. Now, if you look at history a little bit, when Gandhi was confronting the British Empire in India, and he demanded the withdrawal of British might from the subcontinent, the same reasons were given that are given now. The British would very quickly say that we would love to withdraw from India, but we are afraid that India would completely drop into complete chaos, into an abyss of despair and chaos if we were to withdraw. The same sort of logic is being offered today. The Iraqi people are very intelligent. This is the cradle of civilization. It's a 6,000-year-old civilization, for crying out loud. These people know what democracy is because democracy was birthed in Mesopotamia. It is very arrogant for the United States to dictate or tell the Iraqi people how they should conduct their lives, how they should live, what sort of government they should have. These people know how to live. They taught us how to live. The only solution to the problem is the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq immediately. The United States military and its allies are themselves a source of destabilization in Iraq. The presence of U.S. troops in Iraq is by itself the problem. If that problem is removed, Iraq has a chance of charting its own destiny, its own course into the future.
Now, in the press recently, we've seen where the office of a representative mayor in Iraq was actually stormed and a Shiite installed himself in that office. Have you heard this story, or have you heard other stories out of Iraq about what's happening there that you might like to mention as a way of talking about what's going on there that troubles you so much?
Oh, there's no question that there's a lawlessness in Iraq. There's chaos, and the blame for all this has to be squarely laid at the doorstep of the U.S. military planners. It's the United States that has destabilized Iraq. And it's going to take, according to Iraqis themselves, the intellectuals in Iraq, that it will take 20 to 25 years, you know, two, three generations, for the Iraqis to be able to heal the rifts that have developed between them. And nothing, none of that healing process will begin until and unless the U.S. military troops are withdrawn from Iraq.
Hadi Jawad is one of the founders of the Crawford Peace House in Texas. I'm Dory Smith. You've been listening to a special Talk Nation Radio broadcast. Talk Nation Radio is produced in the studios of WHUS Stores, radio for the people at the University of Connecticut. WHUS.org, Wednesdays at 5 for Talk Nation Radio.